let's begin this story about sediment buildup and dredging and the government raiding crucial funds by talking about me. I'm between 4 and 6 feet tall, 5'4" to be exact. And in 1 year, that's how much sediment can build up in the mouths of harbors around the Great Lakes, which is why you need this thing.
Basically, it's a vacuum that chews up the bottom of the sand, sucks up the sand with water, and then we pipe that material 5,000 feet down the shoreline.
Tom O'Brien is with the Army Corps of Engineers in Grand Haven, Michigan. On one side of this dredge lies the open water of Lake Michigan. On the other, the Inner Harbor and its shipping target, the city's coal-fired power plant. The deeper this passage, the more coal each ship can carry without getting stuck. O'Brien says that cost efficiency helps residents like him.
If I can get coal to that plant cheaper, then I'm going to get cheaper electricity to my house, and therefore my bill's going to be less.
But because of the dredging backlog, about 18 million cubic yards of sediment have now built up in Great Lakes channels. That's like pouring in a bag of mulch 200 million times. Add in low water levels, and many ships have to light load or carry less. At the port in Marblehead, Ohio, I caught up with Mark Barker. He's president of the Interlake Steamship Company. A long conveyor belt rumbles by us, carrying limestone from a quarry to one of Barker's ships below. Now, Mark Barker is a man who measures revenue with a ruler. For every inch of draft, that's how deep a boat sits in the water, this small ship holds 110 tons of cargo.
Our 1,000-foot vessel, the largest vessel in the lakes, can lose over 250 tons per inch.
Barker says lose because he's loading up to 10 inches less than he did last year. He says that could add up to millions of dollars from his bottom line. Standing with us is Glenn Nekfasil. He's the vice president of a trade group called the Lake Carriers Association.
Some of our early loads, we've had ships leaving behind about 11 or 12,000 tons of iron ore or coal. Well, that much iron ore will make the steel that's used in 10,000 automobiles, and that much coal will keep a couple big power plants going for 13 hours.
But light loading on the Great Lakes is already common. Here's what has shippers really alarmed.
The outlook right now for next year is a total disaster.
Under the president's budget proposal, only 11 of the 60 federal commercial harbors on the Great Lakes would get dredged next year. That's because of a 30% reduction in funding. Officials with the Army Corps of Engineers say if that stands, some harbors could essentially close to big ships. Now, all this is happening despite the fact that billions of dollars have been collected over the years precisely for harbor maintenance and dredging. Commercial shippers pay taxes on their cargo, and that money goes into something called the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund. But that fund has been plundered by pirates, or in this case, the federal government.
They are raiding this fund. They're raiding it for other kinds of things.
Candace Miller is a Republican congresswoman from a Michigan district on Lake Huron. She's also co-sponsor of a bill that would require every penny of the fund be spent only on harbor maintenance and dredging, instead of being used to offset the deficit.
Think about your gasoline tax. Those taxes go into the highway trust fund, and that money can't be siphoned off for anything other than highway projects. We pay the tax, it fixes your roads.
The idea has bipartisan support in both the House and Senate. As for shippers, they say, remember the tens of thousands of jobs that they support in mining, in steel mills, in manufacturing, construction. They say those jobs demand Great Lakes shipping remains efficient. For Changing Gears, I'm Kate Davidson.